Yeah, good morning, everyone, or good afternoon to our European colleagues.
Good morning.
Fresh faces in CC.
Happy Monday.
Morning,
You look
everyone.
a little underwater, Tom.
And go to a less Arctic background, though there is a heat wave, I understand, in many parts of the world.
I'm here and ready to take notes this morning, Simeon. But sometimes when I work from home, I will switch my camera on and then it will switch itself off and then say, "Oh, Zoom doesn't think you have a camera," even though it switched it on for a whole second. So apologies for that.
Okay, so technically, I'm not on CC anymore, but unless the new folks object, I will be happy to run the first agenda item and then bow out.
I mean, I think there's going to be no objection.
Yeah, I guess let's wait one more minute. How many people have we got? 14. Still missing a few. Okay. Well, I guess it's past time by a bit. New CC members, if they would like to introduce themselves in the order they're on the election page. Is Stephen here? I don't think so, maybe.
You don't know about me?
Sorry, Short, not
Okay.
Bamholt.
All right.
You're a experienced hand at this point. Tom
Indeed.
Kramer.
Yes.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sorry, my connection is bad and there's a dog barking. Good morning or good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tom Kramer. I'm an associate university librarian from Stanford University, and I'm returning to the Community Council, where I was also a member for the first 3 years.
Right, thank you. Martina?
Hi everyone, my name is Martina Schild and I'm working at VZG in Göttingen. I have served for several years on the Product Council and I'm happy to serve now on the Community Council.
Thank you. Peter Murray.
Yes, Peter Murray, work for Index Data and do some community stuff. I have been off councils for 2 years. I was previously on product council and threw my hat in the ring for community council.
Thank you. I know do some community stuff is a bit of an understatement, I feel. Paul Kloppenberg.
Hi, my name is Paul Kloppenberg. I'm also from Germany, another network in the south of Germany. And I'm into the FOU community for 3 years now and a little bit engaged with the FOU documentation, actually.
And I think Karen is not on the call. Don't see on the list. Okay, Petra.
Yeah, hi, my name is Petra. I'm from Germany as well and working with Folio for the last 3 years and now very excited to get started to work for the Community Council.
Okay, thank you, Petra. And Vanessa?
Hi, I'm Vanessa French. I'm the Associate University Librarian at Lehigh University, and this is my first council, so. Thank you.
Hey, welcome. Well, welcome to all the new people and congratulations. We are in a situation with both the previous chairs rolling off. So that's why I guess I'm doing my last duty as trying to get some new co-chairs. So I guess the question is, of the current CC members, do we have volunteers for chairs, co-chairs? Tom?
Yes, I would be willing to serve as co-chair. I have some experience from the first 3 years, though I think things evolve in advance in the last year. But very, very willing and happy to serve if people would like that.
Stephen?
I'd also be willing to volunteer for that responsibility. I've been on the council for about a year, and I feel like I've got a pretty good idea of what's been going on, but I would understand if people would be more comfortable with a more senior member, although I think we've lost quite a few of those this round, so I'm not sure how many more senior members we have on the council at this point.
Anyone else want to throw their hat into the ring?
I'm only unmuting to support both of the people who've said they will volunteer for co-chairing.
And sorry, Rachel, I was going to say, I know Sean Nicholson couldn't be here today, but he had also been willing to serve if that were helpful. From Sean from Michigan State University, if you don't know him.
So that's potentially three people. I guess my sense is that co-chairs would be great. Tri-chairs would be beyond that and not optimal, but I don't know what other people think.
Did we, so I'm afraid I, with the introductions, I wasn't, oh, how many new community council members are here and how many, not new, how many council members as of the new term are here and how many are not here? Is Sean the only one that's not on the call?
Well, there are two new council members not here, Stephen Short and Karen, whose last name I don't want to guess at mispronouncing.
One thing I would suggest that might be helpful is whoever's co-chairing maybe have different cycles on the council, so that way one chair stays on if one cycles off rather than both cycling off at the same time. That said, of the people who have volunteered, I don't know if that is something, I don't know where they're at with their chairs except for the newest members.
So Tom is starting a two-year term. Stephen and Sean are on the second year of their term.
Yeah. Simeon, if I can make a suggestion, I think it's a good idea. I don't know what the practice has been in the last time, but especially for new members who, well, perhaps they don't want to jump into co-chairing from the beginning, but I think we probably would be good form to do the call for nominations and then have an accelerated selection process if we have too many surplus of candidates. And then if Sean is aware of a couple of candidates, he might want to step back, which will make things easy, or if someone else wants to throw things in, then we might have more candidates. So I think we should probably put together a brief statement, something like a Google Doc or in the wiki, and then have people vote before the next meeting in Slack. Does that sound reasonable to community council members?
Yes.
And so maybe if Stephen and I and Sean, if he wants to continue, and anyone else who is not here or has additional thoughts, should we put something in by this time next week and then do an election by the end of next week? And then we'll have co-chairs determined by the start of Monday, in 2 weeks. What is the cycle for these meetings? Is it first and third or second and fourth? This is the 14th, and my math is confused because it's still only 7 a.m. in
Second and
California.
fourth.
So we'll have one on the 28th.
Yeah, correct.
Yes. I will actually be away at the end of next week, so I cannot be the person who does this process. Would one of the CC members who is not standing be willing to manage this? Joe, is that you volunteering?
Yeah, I already did one election, so
You'll
this one's
become
easier.
the election person.
So yeah,
Okay.
I'll round that up on email.
Okay, great. So Joe will make that happen. So then PC and TC liaisons. Now I'm forgetting who were the liaisons last year. Does anyone recall?
I was the liaison to PC.
So we need a new PC liaison. Who was the TC liaison? Was that Mike?
Think so.
Okay, who also has rotated off. So I think we need to select both PC and TC liaisons. This is really useful to have someone who tries to regularly attend the meeting of the other council and report back on any items of interest. Would anyone like to volunteer to be the BC liaison?
I'll step in for that. I've been on PC before.
Given the delay, it doesn't sound like anyone wishes to arm wrestle Peter for that
Oh.
responsibility.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure you heard me. Okay.
Okay, Peter Murray is PC liaison. Would anyone like to be the TC liaison? Please, will someone consider being the TC liaison?
I'll take it. This is Joe.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, so then I just put in here a note that at some stage there should probably be a tidy of Slack and Google to remove former members such as myself. From my perspective, I think it's just good housekeeping not to perpetuate a never-ending list on a notionally closed list. So I don't know if someone wishes to take that on, or maybe that's the job of the chairs when they are selected. Perhaps we'll just note it down as for the chairs when they're
Yeah,
sorting out permissions.
whenever that's complete.
Right. There were several questions about calendar invitation for these meetings. We have not had that for the last year, perhaps the last two, I can't remember. We could leave things as they are, or someone could set up invitations for the new council for the next year.
I mean, we generally communicate those things fairly well over Slack, and people can manage their own calendars. My perspective.
Would agree.
So it sounds like there will not be a centralized calendar invitation. People will manage their own.
All I can
Okay.
think of is the nightmare scenarios of when calendar invitations get edited, or people get added, or whatever. Outlook just decides to send random updates at random times, and your inbox gets flooded with a bunch of things you don't need. So,
These are the reasons why I didn't do it last year. Okay. So, do people want me to continue chairing for the rest of the meeting? Or does someone else want to take over and do it? I was kind of imagining this would be passed on at this point, but I'm also happy to continue if that's helpful.
Well, you wrote the agenda, Simeon, so I think it's fair to have you continue for the last, I guess this would be the last time, huh?
I think so, especially since I'm on vacation next time.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. And call this a sending off.
Okay. Do we have a volunteer for a note taker for the July 28th meeting?
Is that how it's done?
That's yeah. How it's done.
We volunteer for the next one at the current meeting so that we're not sitting here scrambling trying to find a note taker.
Stephen Pempel. Okay, great. I will speak on behalf of Sean for the next item. So there was drafted after the summit in DC and some discussion at CC, a letter intended for non-member institutions to encourage membership. That included a request for end of fiscal year contribution, which maybe has passed by a couple of weeks, so potentially needs editing. There was an effort to develop a list of contact informations for target institutions, and that was kind of the delaying factor. Sean did a bunch of work on that, which isn't sort of complete coverage of possible institutions, but Sean's comment was that he thought it was ready to go. The intention was that this letter would be sent out by the co-chairs, but obviously it would make no sense for Christopher and myself to have sent it out in the last couple of weeks when we were about to roll off. So presumably that should happen by the incoming co-chairs. I suppose it would probably be worth thinking of who might take a remaining pass over the letter to make sure it feels okay as we start the new fiscal year, and then schedule it for the new co-chairs to send out. Any thoughts, comments, and volunteers for taking a light editing pass to revise given the new fiscal year?
I mean, I'm with apologies. My internet is very choppy where I am. I know you just called for volunteers because I heard that. Is it to work with Sean to get the letter out?
Yes, to do a light editing pass to make sure it makes sense since we're now past the end of the fiscal year. And then I think it will be a responsibility of the new co-chairs to send it out when they're selected.
I'd be happy to work on that. I know I did talk to Sean last week. I know he's eager for this to come to conclusion. So I think we can assume he's still volunteering to see this through.
And I was also working with Sean on that one. So yeah.
Okay. So Sean, I
didn't get it.
Sean, Joe, and Tom, and then it falls to the new co-chairs. Okay. And I noticed that Karen is on the call now. So Karen, would you, congratulations for being elected to the CC, and would you like to give a short introduction of yourself?
Hello, everyone. Very happy to join the Folio Community Council, and I want to thank you all for the warm welcome and for the trust placed in me. My name is Karen Jara. I serve as director of the Library system at the University of Concepción in Chile. Our university was the first in Latin America to implement Folio in production back in 2021. And since then, I've been deeply involved in its development and adoption across the region. I am also the president of the Advisory Commission on Libraries and Documentation of Council of Records of Chilean Universities, which allow me to work closely with public and private universities' libraries throughout Chile, supporting collaboration, innovation, and digital transformation. Joining the council is both an opportunity and responsibility. I'm here to listen, learn, and contribute actively, especially in promoting Folio's international growth, regional inclusion, and community sustainability. Please feel free to reach out to me anytime. I'm looking forward to working together and supporting the council work in every way possible for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen, and welcome. Okay, so that then gives us ample time to get into the final item for as much as we want.
Excuse me.
We have several. Oh, Boaz?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. I think, like, about the previous item, the group we're on, Simeon, that works on one line item contributions, we may want to think about that in relation to the letter going out to non-members, because if there is like a financial contribution that is being asked, if there is something we need to be thinking of in terms of that and the letter. So whoever leads that effort right now, continues that effort, it's going to be good to know if there's something that we need to be adjusting regarding the group that we're on, if you know what I mean. this is one line item contribution subcommittee to look at potential regular charge from all members of the Folio community.
Yes, I think from my perspective, the key thing would be to make a clear distinction between membership and other contributions, since
yep.
the idea of the line item group is to have a lower contribution that vendors suggest might be added to the regular hosting bill versus full membership. But that's worth thinking about. I wonder whether you might volunteer to join the review group for the letter going out to make sure that that is taken into account, since you're part of the line item group.
Okay, sure.
No good deed goes unpunished, okay. Boaz.
Also, there was an agenda item about the elections results, and I don't know if you want to go back to that, but we wanted to speak a little bit about it. Joe,
oh, did I skip over that?
You may
sorry,
have.
Yes, that was my bad. Okay, let's go back to that right, before we dig into models. Joe and Boaz.
I think, Joe, you're ready for that more than I am, I think. And thank you.
For sure. Thank you, Boaz. So, yes, we had a successful election. All the councils are fully staffed. You know, some inside baseball things. Election turnout was a little bit lower this year. Normally, we've been clocking about 20% of the Folio community voting. This time around, it was more like 12%. So I think that, you know, as we're looking forward to the next election cycle, you know, ways that we can kind of raise the profile of the election and get some higher representation. I think that would be useful. You know, the other thing was to give some special attention to technical counsel. It's, I think the demands of technical counsel are a little more They're a little more demanding, just because I think there's a little bit more subject knowledge involved in that council. So also kind of finding ways to get folks to nominate and self-nominate for that. Tom says in the chat, my understanding is that generally CC should use open channel, fully communion, must come.
Sorry, Joe, that was in response to a question from Kirsten earlier. I
Gotcha.
apologize if that was distracting.
No worries. Sorry, I was just like, was that in relation to the election? So yeah. So that's kind of the rundown of the election. So yeah, looking forward to some folks jumping into that process, maybe have, because it was Boaz and me this year. So I'd like to see if we can get three or four people on it for the coming cycle. I think that'd be helpful to kind of get the word spread and also probably start it up a little bit earlier as far as running it on a longer timeline.
Back to
So yeah,
me.
that's my report.
Some of the challenges, like I'll speak also to a little bit about the aftermath. Some of the challenges that we're going to be facing is representation across the board from all the stakeholders in the project. And like I wish community council can think about those things. So it's not kind of what we did right now, which was just like, here's an open election, whoever gets the most votes gets in, you know, very simple type of a process that we kind of took on. But you know, like that in other cases, like, you know, it's in other elections, not in Folio. There are other ways to go about those things. So, like, I think it's going to be good maybe if community council new members can take on a discussion about the elections and representation at the coming meetings. So we don't necessarily rely on a process that, while simple, also is taking. We always send four reminders, and like till the last minute, we have like very small numbers differences between people. And you know, that's if representation is so low, if we got 13% out of the 100, and we got like a few numbers, like really like single digits between people, that mean, you know, voting or not voting members on committee council and in other councils. Like I think it would be great to have a discussion in CC about the whole process and kind of thinking, you know, like what's the best a way to go about it so it's going to be more inclusive than it is right now. We have some members that vote all together, some members that don't even vote at all, need reminders and all of the above, you know. So that's it's not great right now. Sorry, Joe, to kind of just this is the fourth time I'm running it, and I'm like feeling every year it's like the same kind of weird kind of situation, you know. So yeah, thanks.
Absolutely.
Maccabee.
Yeah, two quick things. First off, I know when we're talking about the percentage of the community that voted, I think there was a new denominator this year because the list that the voting invite got sent to, I think, was different, a different mechanism than it had been in the past years. So I'm just curious whether that percentage, you know, is normalized for that. Or and you know, maybe raw numbers might be different. I don't necessarily need an answer for that, but I just wanted to flag that. While I have the mic, the second thing is just a reminder. I brought this up, I think, at the last meeting with the you know, last fiscal year, that TC did discuss the fact that we had a relatively small number of people who were nominated for technical council. I mean, and thankfully it increased towards the end. But TC had requested to CC that we were interested in sort of surveying the institutions that didn't express interest to see what the roadblocks or, you know, problem areas might be, and what about volunteering for TC might be discouraged and how we might change that. So we were asking CC if that was something that they were interested in doing for the elections generally in terms of the number of nominations. If it's not something that CC is interested in doing, I guess we wanted to know that because we might take it on ourselves and reach out in some less formal way. So just reiterating that. Thank you.
Any other thoughts or reflections? Stephen?
Do we feel like the barrier for interest or the barrier for engagement there is that there are topics that are more contentious than others, right? Especially when it comes to technical details, because there's obviously a lot of intelligent people in this project, and there's a lot of different opinions about the technical direction of the software itself. So I'm curious as to your perspective or others, maybe if they have knowledge in this area, what do we feel like the principal resistance would be to joining or taking interest in the council, in that council in specific?
Did you want to respond to that, Maccabee?
Yeah, sure. I'll
give others a chance as well. I mean, TC had a quick chat about that exact topic, and there were a few things that we did suggest might be the case. I think for some of the other councils, there's probably the idea, that's probably a correct idea, that even if you don't have in-depth folio experience, if you've worked with other similar products, you bring valuable experience to the table. And that's probably true for TC as well, but we don't necessarily frame it that way. And there might be some language changes that we could suggest to change that. But we also collectively thought there could be other reasons also that people were reluctant to nominate themselves. There are more contentious topics. You know, we tend to have actual non-unanimous votes relatively frequently, you know, respectful disagreements. So ultimately, we didn't want to decide ourselves why people weren't interested in stepping up. We really wanted to ask.
Kirsten?
Yeah, I'm coming with some thoughts that are maybe not so... I totally agree what the other said. My thoughts are going into a different direction, which is maybe not so comfortable. But maybe I feel... it is necessary to address it. We have a democratic vote, but we are in a community where we have very overwhelming big partners that are not in the councils now. I mean, that is, in my perspective, unlucky, even when it was democratic, because I think those who are running the system, who are running the development, who are simply big, if we like it or not, are not in responsibility in the councils now. And maybe it's an idea to rethink the structure of the councils if there are, I mean, there are opportunities to split votes for stakeholders, for smaller libraries, for bigger libraries, for networks or whatever, so that we maybe have in future a representation that represents reality. I would wish that when we think about this.
Kristen.
Yeah, you know, I'm still serving on this, like, this membership subgroup, and I wonder if this could be something that the membership subgroup would want to take up, is kind of understanding more why people choose to run or not to run for councils. I think before we get to, there are some things that might be specific to the Folio project, but I also just wonder if there are just things going on right now that people feel like they are causing them to retrench, and focus in on whatever's going on at their local library, because maybe they're facing some tightening budgets, maybe they're facing some layoffs, maybe there's, you know, there's various reasons why this might not be feel like an attractive time to do this that could be outside of folio. Those ones would be harder for us to be able to address, but I think we could try to figure out what maybe are things in the project itself, or maybe that's something that our membership group could consider.
I see a lot of nodding for the membership group to take that on. Any final thoughts on this topic? Okay. Take the silence to be agreement that the membership group might try to tackle this, and obviously doing something in a timely fashion so it can be applied well in advance of the cycle for next year. Okay, so as I false started earlier, the next topic is the various different proposals around Folio futures. And I will note that, as posted in the Slack channel, there was a proposal from Knowledge Integration, which they have now asked to be withdrawn following some negative feedback from the community and the assertion that it was a misstep to share that in the way that they did. So I took that out of the agenda. But there are sort of three documents, ideas in play at the moment. There's the contribution network idea, which we've discussed a little bit before, and there's been some revision based on feedback from CC. There's the Technical Council's community-driven development working group, and there's the Folio blueprint that Tom wrote up as a result of the meeting in DC and was just discussed very briefly and inconclusively in 04, that's April, isn't it? So it, we don't have everyone here in particular. Mike had been, I think, the lead on the contribution network, and he's unable to make it today. Who would like to kick off this discussion? Seems a big topic for CC, the new CC.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Kristen, I didn't see your hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. My hand just never got lowered.
Oh, okay. Simeon, I'll take a stab at it. So we all, I think, the commonality of all these particular proposals is the recognition for a and the need for a model of development where community members can come together and identify common needs and resource those efforts together. As is, I think, most often the case, we get hung up on the details. How to accomplish that in a good way. I would say that Texas A&M was very much behind the community driven development effort, along with a few others represented here in the community council. That effort was focused on a pragmatic concern, which was, I'd say, fairly immediate. That is the transition to Eureka and how we felt like we needed an alternative avenue for extending support for Okapi systems because we didn't think we'd be ready to get onto Eureka. We felt like there were some deficiencies there that needed to be addressed. And the community, I also personally contributed to the sustainable folio contribution network idea. I worked with Kirsten and Mike Grell from Index Data on that. I personally, my own personal opinion, I actually like that model very well. I think across the different proposals, it seems to be the most, I don't call it fair, and it seems to be fairly well organized. But I mean the current method of identifying needs in the community that are not surfaced through a vendor partner is really the challenge. I think there are avenues for Index Data customers, for EBSCO customers to surface those development needs and have them make their way into the project because they're both have a lot of influence over the development and the project through their membership in the councils and their ongoing operational involvement. But it's I think the real concern is for the community at large, how do those needs get surfaced?
Oh. Oh no, that's a hand. A thumbs up, sorry.
Yeah, thumbs up. But I also can say, like, the full contribution network is also, in my opinion, a very good document we maybe could work on. I see in that ensuring, sustainable maintenance at first, at this point of the community. I think that's critical. Also, something collaborative in founding and a self-sustaining ecosystem for FOLIO where all stakeholders can contribute. And that is what I really, really appreciate in this paper at this point. Thank you. Also for Tom and who were working on that.
To put Tom on the spot, your blueprint document included a number of ideas that sort of overlap with other things. Are there ways in which you would like to take that forward in parallel with the contribution network idea and the community-driven development working group?
Damien, I think my network connection does not like your network connection today, but maybe it's just my network connection doesn't like you. So I missed about 80% of that. I was going to ask, and maybe you just touched on this. Stephen, thanks for that summary. It does seem like there's pretty broad overlap in what all three documents are looking to address. But do we feel that there is a common understanding right now as a community of the issues at play, and do we feel that there's a consensus view for what a better environment might look like? I have to say, I've not. I was aware of of Mike's document, but I have not parsed it, and I've been aware of some of the other discussions, but not deeply involved. So I have to say, I think there's overlap, but I'm not sure yet and could vouch for that or speak to it in any detail. I'm wondering how many members of the community council are in the same boat as me and how many women might benefit from some structured analysis and discussion.
So what is
Curious.
that a question for me? Or is that just a question posed to the group?
It was to the group, but you're a member of the group, Stephen, so.
But Kirsten had her hand up in Maccabee, that's I wanted to defer if they wanted to address that first.
Looks like Maccabee let me speak first. Thank you.
Okay.
I think we are addressing with the three papers, and even if it's drawn back Ian's paper, which some kind of wake-up call maybe, we are addressing a very difficult but super important topic. And reading myself through all those papers and remembering what I was talking about in the last year a lot of is we are developing and we are standing in for ongoing maintenance for development, and we see that there is an issue with it if you don't get your revenue back because you are non-for-profit. And I think if we want to build really a healthy community, we need to find solutions here. And I don't know if the weekly meeting of the community council is enough. I mean, you can pull people in like me, who's now simply a stakeholder in development. But I think in most of those paper is a lot of truth, but no paper will work on its own one-to-one. So we might need a lot more discussion and not a lot more awareness, talking to those who are doing now development. What are their issues? Why are they in need? And how can we find a sustainable model that really is doable, not just wishful thinking, because we might not have the stuff that can organize bureaucratic funding or funding things, but really is a do has doable options. And I can talk for another hour, and I looked into, especially in the last 14 days, a lot into myself to come up with some solutions. I have a lot of ideas, but this is, I think, the most difficult thing we ever talked about. But it's at the moment, in my eyes, the most important thing, because if we can't manage that, the open source community is at high danger. To be
That
very
could be.
upfront. And I'm happy to help if I can, even not being on the community council any longer.
Just a quick comment. I've been part of some of the discussions of that second of the three groups, the community-driven development working group that Jeremy Huff has been chairing. And I hadn't read through the third document, Tom's apologies for that, but we've done a little bit of trying to read through Mike Grell's the contribution network idea and some of the locally developed ideas, and there are certainly a lot of commonality in terms of questions of central funding and how to raise that funds and what to use that funds for, whether that funds are primarily used for central support pool, which is one suggestion, or development, or some mix of the two. But there are also some proposals in the contribution network idea that aren't funding related, at least not directly. They're more about setting up awareness of different contributors and different partners and vetting them and that sort of thing. And so I'm just flagging here the point that there are some differences that whether they're details or not, I think they're important to understand and to for the community to reach some consensus about. And perhaps some things that are more possible to do shorter term than others because they're not funding reliant, if they're things that the group agrees make sense to do, right? And finally, there was a suggestion that it might be helpful for the actual originators of the various proposals themselves to do some of the diff work. In other words, to see, apparently one of the four proposals has been withdrawn now. I don't know the reasons for that, but it's possible that on the developers of these proposals, reading the other proposals and reflecting on them, there might be more, if not withdrawing, at the very least partial withdrawing, because I think there's overlap in several of them. Just as an example, I think several of the proposals have the idea of a group of people who would review the review proposals for work and decide, how important they are or their validity or their cost, that sort of thing. And there are so different models proposed for that. So there are common aspects that folks reading the other proposals might say, yeah, you did it better than I did.
Thank you, Maccabee. And I think, really the goal of our discussion now is obviously not to make any sort of decision about which way forward, but to make some plans for how we move towards something that people can later make a decision on. Stephen.
Just a real quick commentary to the specific questions that Tom posed. I do think there is a commonality in understanding of the problem. I think everyone kind of agrees upon that, and I think we know what we don't want. We, the Kant proposal was As much as some people saw it as kind of a grenade got lobbed in the middle of the conversation, at least it helped us identify something that we don't want to move towards, which is more of our proprietary software model, where we have vendors that provide closed source solutions that they license to libraries. So the idea, I think, is that we want to keep it open source. The other commonalities are, again, pooled resources for identified needs. The idea that we would help resource those based upon a kind of common understanding of development effort, and what development effort would ostensibly, quote unquote, cost with some sort of point system, very similar to how we do agile software development. So I think there were some common understandings across some of those, even if they weren't quite so explicit in how they identified those points. The only thing I'll say is that the main, I think, disagreements is, and I think this is where the real discussion is to be had, is how are those relationships managed? The relationships between the providers of the services for doing development and maintenance work and the libraries who are surfacing or the requirements and the needs, and then the Folio community or the Folio organization proper. How do we identify and create those relationship flows so that there aren't a lot of bureaucratic hangups on getting these things actually moving? Because in my experience, the hardest thing to do, especially when you have so many different institutions working together in projects like this, is how do you mediate those relationships? And I think that's really where the rubber is going to re meet the road, so to speak.
Martina?
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, I just want to agree to, I think, everything that has been said. I think it's very pressing, a very important issue, and that's why I think it would be worth having a dedicated group that's really doing concentrated work, not every 2 weeks or from time to time, but really meeting regularly to work on these documents, to maybe find the differences or the things where the documents align, maybe ideally with the people who have created the different documents. And I agree to Boaz that it would be great to have someone from K-In speak for that proposal, even if it is withdrawn. And I think it would be worth bringing together the different approaches that are happening at the same time at the moment. So we have from the product council this team that works on the community development team and so on and so forth. So really having a group that concentrates on looking at the different proposals, different new ideas, like as Kirsten mentions, and bringing together the different parties, coming up with a proposal that could work for everyone, and then discussing with the councils again would be my suggestion for next steps.
Yeah, I think, this is a critical thing for the community to decide upon. And for me, one of the challenges I see in these proposals is a general sense of needing to make decisions about how to spend a pool of resources. And I have concerns about the councils to have enough effort and insight to allocate that in a useful way and to maintain that going forward. So I think that's something I would like to see addressed. I think a couple of people have made very good comments about how do we sort of pick the distinctions between these proposals. And I wonder whether a way forward would be for someone or some group to try to sort of look at all the things that have been on the table and actually pick out the different choices and paths they suggest, as a way to motivate discussion in the next meeting. Joe.
Yeah, I also wanted to, I think ALS, I mean, I think that's very, very useful. And then I also think that Maccabees thought of having the contributors do some of the diff on it is also good. So I'm, but already there's like a bunch of that's a lot of people to coordinate. So I'm kind of puzzling over openly, you know, how to do this efficiently to keep it moving forward.
We have 4 minutes to decide on a way to take this discussion forward and facilitate that. Kirsten.
It inappropriate to say I'm super happy that we raised this discussion today. I would love to hear Mike Gorell's thoughts because he wrote this very long paper which contained a lot of thoughts. And he was not here, unluckily, today. So if the community council or people who are interested in this topic go home now, think about it, and come back next time with an idea how to go forward. It would be really important to set this right now and not quickly. Quickly as well. So not a never-ending story, definitely not. And maybe a short concentration on the problem and then a long concentration on the solution. I like your point, Tom.
Cool.
Yeah, for the next 2 minutes, but I hope only one. I see we have core values here in both papers: sustainability, community participation, financial viability, and innovation. And we have options on the table, and maybe we should, or I could offer to summarize the differences and approaches with someone else, and we can discuss it in 2 weeks. So we have better in view what is on the table. And I feel like we should decide and have a plan what's on the table and see what the menu is.
I sense from the discussion so far that there would be strong agreement to you working on that. Would anyone like to work with Paul on that? Because he suggested maybe a colleague. Not a lot of other raised hands. Are you willing to do it alone, Paul? Oh, Stephen, maybe.
Yeah.
Just trying to give other people an opportunity, especially the new people to jump in on some of these things. So, but no others are volunteering, so I will help.
Appreciate
So not
it.
to put an unreasonable bar under you, but if you were to do that in the next week, that would give people a week to think about what you write ahead of the meeting.
Unfortunately, I will be out next week in its entirety. I am available for the remainder of this week, however, so
Perfect.
get something set up this week.
And this is Joe. I can jump in on it too.
Okay, that seems like great setup for a productive discussion next time. And we have just hit the hour. So thank
Can I
you. It's been
just
a pleasure
very
to co-chair.
quickly, can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Sorry, I had problems with my sound. I've neglected to note who's doing the notes last time. Could someone just remind me so I can put it in the minutes, please? Who volunteered for the notes for next meeting? Stephen, okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you all.
Simeon, before everyone turns into a pumpkin, can I just say thank you to all of the departing community council members, and we hope that you continue to show up and participate. It takes a lot of work and is often thankless, but for right now, we should all say thank you to you, especially to our co-chairs, Simeon and Christopher.
Hear, hear.
Have a good week, everyone.
I will have to join.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.